Sometimes something big changes in the world, and smart brains want to study it. Say when there's a military draft. Do the draftees end up making more money than others, or less? Or when the minimum wage goes up, do fewer jobs get created in reality, or perhaps more? These studies are called natural experiments, and this year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to three giants in this field: David Card, Joshua Angrist, and Hido Imbens. And we have Professor Imbens on the line. He's professor of economics at Stanford University. Welcome, sir, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
So I wonder if you can talk a little bit about this field and why economists get so excited about these experiments. I'm fascinated by it. I just read this morning that this allows people to study, say, the 1918 flu and what happened to babies exposed in utero to this versus those that were not, and whether there are any cognitive differences. How do you describe to the rest of us why natural experiments are so important to study?
Well, it's because we're trying to learn about causal effects. We want to know what would actually happen if you change something. And in many cases, we can't do proper randomized experiments of the type that drug companies do, that the Food and Drug Administration insists on for new vaccines or for new drugs or for new medical treatments. And so we can't do that in social science settings, say with education. And so we need to find places where somehow there was some random variation in the things we care about. We can see indirectly figure out what the causal effect is. So it's settings where we would like to do experiments, but we can't for the ethical reasons, for financial reasons. It's not feasible.
But sometimes something happens in nature or something happens with policy, and suddenly, bam, you have a study there, something to study.
Yeah. But if you look carefully, that happens much more than you might think.
And now, in this pandemic, I imagine it's given rise to a lot of natural experiments that scholars are probably doing right now, I imagine. I don't know, comparing one state with certain lockdowns with the state next door to it that did not impose lockdowns and how things turned out, that kind of thing?
No, but of course, that's very challenging because often it's not just one particular measure that differs between the two states, but it's a whole set of measures as well as attitudes and responses from people. So disentangling the cause and from the simple correlations is very hard. And so we keep trying to improve the methods and trying to improve our understanding there. And it's, you know, from that perspective, it's just been great working with people, having had as colleagues people like Card and Angrist to kind of help improve the methodology there and make their work more convincing and credible.
Now, Angrist, I gather, was he the best man at your wedding? Have you spoken to him today?
So he's a very close personal friend. But David Card was my colleague at Berkeley. I think actually I may be one of the very few people who's had both Josh and David as colleagues, and they were just terrific colleagues and very good friends.
And have you shared any words with one another today? I'm just curious what
you said to one another. I've talked to Josh. And we reminisced about our early days when we were both in Harvard housing that at that time didn't have laundry facilities in each apartment. So we would kind of spend Saturday mornings in the Harvard laundromat talking about work and talking about ideas and papers we'd read. So I'm just thrilled to be sharing it with them. They've been great colleagues. I've learned an enormous amount from them.
This great moment for you is, of course, occasion to think back, to look back into economics and why you went into it. Can you share with us what led you to dive into the field of economics in the first place?
So that wasn't particularly well thought through. When I was in high school, I grew up in the Netherlands. And so there, while you're in high school, when you apply for university, you apply for a particular major. I chose econometrics. It was, in fact, a separate major at the universities in Holland, thanks to Tim Berg, and was actually the first Nobel laureate in economics. He'd set up that program. And so I like doing mathematics, but I wanted to do something a little bit more with real-world applications, and this seemed a good mix of the two.
And it's so kind of relevant and understandable to the rest of us. Real-world questions of earnings, economic realities. I guess my last question for you is, you know, given how relevant this stuff can be, is it time to retire the term dismal science? I imagine you hate when people refer to economics as a dismal science.
yes, you know, that was never a term that really resonated much with me. I just found the questions exciting. It just gets me up in the morning. I'm excited to go to work. I felt very fortunate yesterday. I feel even more fortunate today.
I can hear your excitement. That is Hido Imbens, one of three winners of the Nobel Economics Prize today. Congratulations, sir. Thanks.
Thanks very much, sir.